Confidence and cash. What is the relationship between your confidence and your money? Well, stay tuned. You're about to find out. Welcome back to another episode. I am Keeler Bryson, your host and founder of Teachable Life Moments. Today, I want to talk about how your confidence is connected to your cash. So, you know, cash is a topic that a lot of people want to talk about. Everybody, I believe, is interested in how to increase their personal and business cash flow. And one of the things that I have noticed is that confidence can either make or break you when it comes to your cash. Confidence can cause you to increase your cash in your business and personally. And then a lack of confidence can cause you to have some cash flow problems and some cash flow decrease or just a steady flow. You know, no decrease, no increase. You're just kind of like steady maintaining the status quo when it comes to your cash. And I feel that when we increase our confidence, it's going to impact and increase our cash personally and in business. In fact, did you know that 85% of people suffer from low self-confidence? That's right. 85%. That is fairly high. And so it's also indicative of the fact that this is a problem. And it's a problem that I feel more people should be talking about, because when you have low self-confidence or low self-esteem, it will not only cause your cash to not be where you want it to be, but you could get tangled up in a relationship with somebody that is a person that's below your capacity. And it's simply because your self-confidence was low. So you felt that that's all that you could get was this guy or this gal over here. And so that's why I chose today's topic, because I want to help bring some consciousness to this so that it will help us make confidence decisions instead of a lack of confidence decision or low confidence decisions. A lack of confidence affects our ability to reach our full potential. And you can see how that happened. If you don't have high self-confidence or high self-esteem, you're not going to likely reach your full potential because you feel inadequate. You feel, you know, like you want to shrink down and you just don't want to present yourself before people because you just don't feel worthy or valuable. And when you have low self-confidence, what it does, it'll keep you in your comfort zone. And that is why I chose this topic, because it's time for many of us to come out of our comfort zones. You know, most people like those comfort zones, though, is because people feel safe. And there's little risk of failure when you stay in your comfort zone. But staying in our comfort zones, let's talk about some effects of staying in your comfort zone. For example, when you decide to stay in a comfort zone, it'll prevent you from leaving a bad work situation. It'll prevent you from leaving a bad relationship situation. It'll prevent you from, you know, seeking stretching opportunities at work because, again, your self-confidence is low. You don't think you can do it. It'll also prevent you from applying for new positions at work. You're capable of it. Everybody around you see that you're the perfect fit for that new position, and they're telling you you should apply, but inside, you don't feel that you can do it. You don't believe that you can do it. Low self-confidence will also prevent you from negotiating a higher salary. You know, you have the qualifications, you have the credentials, You have the training, you've been investing in yourself, but yet you won't negotiate that higher salary because of fear. Fear that they're not going to give it to you. Fear that they will look at you as being greedy, or fear that they will look at you as being a person that's not satisfied with what's being offered to you. And then in business, you'll find yourself not negotiating a higher contract, a better contract, or a better price for your product or service. And so low self-confidence is a problem if it can affect you in all of these ways. We've got to do something about it, because once it starts affecting money, relationships, and just everything about you, your friends, your circle, look, something has to happen. And today's episode is designed to cause us to stop and pause and look at ourselves and see if we are guilty of any of this. Are we settling? Are we stepping back? Are we shrinking down? Are we playing small? All because of our low self-confidence. Because if you don't think you have low self-confidence, then all of these examples are examples of low self-confidence, and they can negatively impact your cash. Are you missing out on some cash? I'm here to tell you, if you have low self-confidence, you are not going to ask for more when you truly deserve more. I saw a statistic, and it says that those with high self-confidence earn approximately $28,000 more than those who lack self-confidence. Approximately $28,000 more. Can you imagine how much more folks lose in business if they don't have a high self-confidence? They're losing money on their product. They're not meeting their profit margins simply because they don't have the self-confidence to ask for more, to properly price their products. So in additionally to making approximately $28,000 more because you have higher self-confidence over a 40-year career, do you know what that adds up to be? Between $280,000 to $1.1 million in lost earnings. So could your lack of self-confidence be causing you to lose money? And I'm here to tell you, more than likely it is. And so that's why today's episode, we'll be discussing how to correct this, how to fix this. Here are three tips to get you moving in the right direction. Number one, be confident in your appearance. Deion Sanders made a quote once, that he made a statement, and I'll never forget it. He said that when you look good, you feel good. And when you feel good, you perform good. And that sounded right to me. I loved it. And I said, I am not going to forget that. And here I am all these years later, presenting that quote or statement that he made in today's podcast, because when you look good, it helps your confidence level. One of the biggest factors of self-confidence, it really does involve your physical appearance. And if you aren't confident in your outward appearance, you know what? You'll find yourself hiding and apologizing or overcompensating. And so you want to make sure that your appearance is top notch, because when it's not, people treat you. The other quote that I've heard is that you will be addressed the way that you are dressed outwardly. So we want to make sure that our appearance is at a level that will boost our confidence. We've seen it. People get makeovers. Prior to the makeover, they're like head down, shoulders all slumped, like they don't have any hope in the world. But once they get that makeover, oh my goodness, their whole posture and demeanor changes. You know why? Because when you have a beautiful appearance, it boosts your confidence. Now, when it comes to boosting your confidence and in addressing your appearance, typically the reason some people struggle in this area of appearance is because they're dealing with three common pain points. When it comes to pain points, some people are not confident because they may have a problem with their teeth, or they may have a problem with their weight, or they're not confident because their skin is blemished or scarred. And as a result, they tend to shrink down and hide and, you know, try not to, you know, rock the boat, or don't try to ask for more, or to step out of their comfort zone, because then they feel that that's going to draw attention to their pain point, if it's the teeth, the weight, or the blemished or scarred skin. And as a result, they play small. They're making decisions that are not high self-confident decision. In fact, there's decisions that are causing them to miss out on opportunities and cash, increased cash. Dealing with our appearance issues can give us an immediate boost of confidence. And again, consider the shows where folks are getting makeovers. Now, don't go into debt trying to do it. We see in today's society, a lot of people going out to these folks getting all of these implants and, you know, just spending thousands and thousands of dollars making themselves over, you know, risking their health and all of that. Don't do that to yourself. There are some practical ways to boost your appearance. But now, even after you do those and you still feel like you need to go a step further, then make sure it's from a pure place and from a right motive. Because otherwise, you're setting yourself up for a whole nother level of issues if you don't go in with the right motive. Number two, recognize your strengths. So many times we're taught to be humble, to not talk about what all we've done, because it will be looked at as bragging. It's not bragging, it's factual. And there is a difference. And one way to boost your self-confidence and to eradicate low self-confidence is that you've got to fill yourself up with positive thoughts and truths, truths about your strengths. Whenever you find yourself struggling, grab a pen and some paper and write down your strengths. And then so doing this, it will cause your confidence level to increase. You know, write down in your journal all the accomplishments you've achieved. And, you know, today I'm sure is something that you've achieved today or last week with a goal that you achieved. And that way, whenever self-denial or low self-confidence pops up, you can flip through the pages of your journal and remember how valuable and worthy you are. You know, so many times we hear folks saying, let your work speak for itself. No. We live in a world now where everybody is believing that and are making accomplishments. And so it's kind of hard to kind of let your work speak for yourself, because a whole lot of people are doing some amazing things out here. No, don't let your work speak for itself. You are the voice behind the work. And so as a result, you've got to be more assertive about what you have achieved. Because if you don't tell people what you have achieved in a way that's factual, not bragging, people are not going to know. And as a result, they're going to offer you what they feel is a value when it comes to salaries and opportunities. Case in point, the other day, I was working with a potential client and I had to provide some credentials and what have you. And in the process of gathering what was requested, I was able to submit way more than what they requested. And in the process of recognizing that, excuse me, I became overwhelmed with gratitude because I was able to see, excuse me, all of the accomplishments that I have achieved and just how much work I have been doing over the years, work that I've done before it was required. And so that when the time came, I was able to over-deliver on credentials because I have been working, investing in myself, positioning myself with the skills and the knowledge and the certifications and what have you, so that I would be able to request and negotiate better salaries because I know my value, I know my worth. And it just blessed me to see, because sometimes even we forget what we've achieved because out of sight, out of mind, right? And so that's why it's good to recognize your strengths. Remember them. Because if we don't remember them, we will settle on our worth. We will, and which in turn affects our cash. And so that is a good example of why you need to remember your strengths. Because, hey, once I remembered and pulled all that out, I was like, now I know good and well, once they see this, they're going to see that, hey, it's no doubt, you know, it's a no-brainer. This woman has worked hard. She has not been sitting around doing nothing. You know, I've been constantly building. And so, yep, my work spoke for itself, but I also had to be the voice behind it. And I did not let that little thought of, you know, being humble take over, because I'm here to tell you, if you be too humble, you're going to miss out on your cash. Number three, surround yourself with supportive people. You know, we hear this a lot all over the social media. Folks are always saying, surround yourself with people that build you up, people that pour into you, people that see all that you have to offer, but few are actually doing that. I'm challenging you. Look around, look at who you are surrounded with, whether it's friends, your workplace, different organizations, nonprofit organizations that you are part of. Are these people supportive? Or are they petty, arrogant, and egotistical, complainers, people that hate, people that belittle? If you hang around people like that for a long time, you're going to develop an inferiority complex. And by that, I mean is that you first go into these groups and environments with all, you know, your confidence level high. But the more you hang around them, all of a sudden they start saying things, doing things, and it's draining your confidence little by little. And before you know it, you're going to look up and you don't even have any confidence in yourself. And you are a person that's loaded with credentials and credibility and skills and knowledge and experience. But hanging around these folks, these unhealthy people, have drained you and you don't believe in yourself anymore. It's like being brainwashed. And in most cases, the people that do that, they're the ones that don't have the credentials, the credibility, or the experience, but they see it in you and others and they try to drain it out of you. And before you know it, you don't think you can go and type an essay or type an email when they get finished with you. I remember working for an organization that was like that. Oh, it was full of excellent folks, folks that were smart, folks that were leaders, people that had the skills and the know-how. But being in that environment, day in and day out, listening to those that were belittling and putting down and, you know, on the sly, throwing out at folks. Yeah, I began to see folks begin to dwindle and shrink. And at some point, no longer even having input in a discussion. And it's because they were drained until there was nothing left. And so even when it comes to the workplace, be mindful of that. Don't let a person that don't have any knowledge, skills, drain you, and you are qualified, and in many cases, overqualified. You are credentialed, competent, and capable of doing it. When you see that that environment is no longer supportive, it's time to go, or else they're going to drain you and there's not going to be any confidence level left there. And then you're going to find yourself from that point on doing things and accepting things that is below the level of your capacity. In conclusion, the way that you view and portray yourself can have a direct impact on how much money you make. And I'm here to tell you, it does. If your confidence level is low, believe me, you're going to start accepting jobs that are offering low salaries. When you know that your skill level deserves a higher salary than that, you're going to start accepting business deals in your business and contracts that are below the level of experience and work and investment that you've invested in yourself. Think about that. Go through your journal and look at what you have done. Look at the amount of money you have invested in yourself. When you believe in yourself and realize how much you can achieve, you will begin to act in a way that allows you to go after what you want, and it will increase your financial success. You know, and that's what it's all about. It's about being paid for what you have sowed in your life. And when you make confidence decisions, it will ultimately increase your cash. All right, this is Keela Bryson, and you have been listening to the Teachable Life Moments with Keela Bryson podcast. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you haven't yet done so, please go to the Apple Podcast and rate and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Teachable Life Moment, and thank you for listening.